At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Thrill-Hill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
Sure, Ken Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Solomon. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Hola. All right, Solomon, you understand how this here game is played.
I'm sitting down driving.
Okay. Fantastic. You have your choice of one of three stories today, broken into three categories. Today, we offer you interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Animalize this, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally today, license to spill, where you guess the substance responsible for creating the mess.
I'm going for in the booty.
Nah. The booty. All right, here's your story. We go to China, where a 64-year-old man felt a strange sensation in the stomach and went to the doctor and was shocked to discover something had been stuck in his intestines for 52 years. The man said he remembered swallowing this thing at the age of 12, but he was too scared to tell his parents about it. He said he thought the object would just dissolve on its own, and he had not felt anything untoward until recently. Hospital doctors checked his digestive system, and they found the object stuck in his small intestine. They performed an endoscopic surgery, and they took the rogue implement out of his body after about 80 minutes. Now, he was fortunate that the object was lodged, as they say, in the crook of his intestine and had barely moved for decades. Again, he swallowed this thing 52 years ago. The question is, what did he swallow? Was it a toothbrush, a Lego, a magnet, or a goldfish, as in the actual fish, not the cracker? The toothbrush, Lego, magnet, or goldfish. What did this guy have in his intestines for 52 years?
Well, first of all, I want to say it's not a stereotype if it's true. he said he thought it was going to dissolve, so I'm going to go with either. I can't imagine swallowing a whole toothbrush, but either the Lego or the goldfish.
Which one are you thinking?
So if it was in his intestines, that means it didn't get down in his stomach, didn't dissolve with the acid, so I'm going to go with the goldfish.
Goldfish. All right. Solomon, I'm joining you.
How old was he when he swallowed it?
He was 12 when he swallowed it. He is 64 now, 52 years.
Ah, magnet. Magnet. Okay.
So we got two goldfish and one magnet. That's what I'm seeing. Okay.
What was lodged in his small intestines there? Toothbrush, Lego, magnet, or goldfish? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to The Men's Room.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
China, the category interior decorating. A guy felt something strange in his stomach. After 52 years, he knew he swallowed something when he was a kid. It was actually stuck in his small intestines. So the question is, what did he swallow? Toothbrush, Lego, magnets, or a goldfish?
And Solomon, that is the very question that we posed to you. Let us start with Ted Smith. You went with a magnet?
Yeah.
Oddly, you are not correct, since I swear 99% of the time you get this. And Solomon, you agreed with Miles, or Miles, you agreed with Solomon. Either way, both of you guys went with the old goldfish.
No.
It was not a goldfish. Believe it or not. 52 years ago, at the age of 12, this man swallowed a toothbrush.
He thought a toothbrush would dissolve.
Wrong, and for 52 years, he's had a toothbrush in his intestines.
Okay. Now, for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time with Ted.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
Missed a little bit of time, and on July 4th, there's really only one sporting event.
Nathan's?
Sure, there's baseball. It's the Nathan's hot dog eating contest. We've been using a lot of them for years during our birthday segments. But first, in case you missed it, here's just the intro for Joey Chestnut.
Formed from the shards of shattered angels, wielding the white sword of righteousness, he will never fail or falter, for he defies the ministers of our faith and the limitations of our birth. And he will not stop until he stands side by side with the gods. His glory is strung like beads of light to adorn the arc of history itself. Joey!
Look, I have watched all the behind-the-scenes stuff on the guy that runs that. I have my own views. But you can't argue with his introductions.
No.
He's great, man.
They are pretty top-notch. And remember, last year, Joey wasn't there because he had another sponsorship. That this guy didn't
That's right.
So he said, you're not there. And frankly, people just didn't care as much. Mm-hmm. And the Nathan's Eating Contest was always a thing until Kobayashi came along. We were like, holy cow. And then Chestnut beat him. Chestnut's been the king forever. But of course, the king's never satisfied, even after a win.
70.5 hot dogs and buns in 10 minutes. The Nathan's famous 4th of July champion of the world, Joey Chestnut! How do you feel?
I was excited. I love being here. Man, I wish I had ate a couple more. I'm sorry, guys. I'll be back next year.
Damn.
Okay.
What is his personal best, do you know? I mean, if he's this, look, he won. And he's still disappointed he didn't take down more hot dogs. Like, damn, bro, what is your goal?
Yeah, he didn't beat his own personal record, which he set in 2001 with 76 hot dogs.
Damn.
So he wanted to be somewhere between 70 and 77, but he only got 70 and a half hot dogs in 10 minutes.
Loser.
So, only. Like, only. You know, like with a marathon, guys will train up to like, ladies will train at 20 miles.
Yeah.
Or somewhere in there. And they do that maybe once or twice before the race. Then they're good. So my question is, how many times does he sit down, put the timer on 10 minutes, have all those hot dogs out there, and then practice? Or does he just do it?
It's got, no, he definitely practices them. Plus, to Chestnut's credit, in the world of Major League eating, like, he wins other contests, too. Some people are really good at specific things.
Right.
Right? Like Sonia Thomas, the Black Widow. She got really famous because she was so good at wings. Hot dog eating, not quite the same numbers.
Well, more technical.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've seen Chestnut eat a bunch of different stuff. But, yeah, the main thing is, like, he's figured out the chewing. He was the first one, I think, really dipping the buns that much.
Yeah.
But somewhere along the way, him and Kobayashi and stuff, they train with just, I want to say, gallons of water and this and that. And they learn how to just expand their stomach so much.
God.
Yeah. Well, and Kobayashi, too, like in Japan, it's like a highly respected thing.
Yeah.
So, like, he has troubles because he can't just go to a restaurant and eat, like, a meal.
Without them wanting to give him more.
Because, right, to the chef, once he has walked into his restaurant, this is a personal challenge. He has to see if he can feed him.
No, dude, I'm not challenging, man. I just want a dozen wings. Seriously.
Yeah.
Okay, he's driving down the road in North Carolina. He gets off an exit. There's a hot dog stand. There's a gas station. He's hungry. Does he get a hot dog?
That's a good question, Miles.
I mean, can he enjoy it?
Because when I watch them eat in that contest, I go, that does not look enjoyable. But it does make me want a hot dog.
Yeah.
I mean, so maybe Chestnut's the other. Maybe he's like, that's work for me. I only eat hot dogs when it's work time.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, right, if he goes to a ball game and it's like, let's get hot dogs, maybe he's like, no chance. So, who knows? All right, some other stuff. Michael Madsen, you would know him from plenty of movies, especially with Quentin Tarantino.
Yep.
He passed away. Thursday morning, apparent cardiac arrest. He was 67. Like I said, he's been in a bunch of movies, but you'd mainly know him from Reservoir Dogs, One Time in Hollywood, Kill Bill, The Hateful Eight. He could have had the role John Travolta had in Pulp Fiction, but he had to turn it down because he was already committed to Wyatt Earp.
The guy in that scene in The Runaway? With Lily Tomlin?
That is Michael Madsen, isn't it?
That is, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you remember that.
Oh, I remember
he's
that.
He's just giving it a okay. business.
I'm just saying. That's what I remember him for.
And he's just one of those guys that, like, I think he had some struggles there with the bottle here and there. Sound like he was kind of, towards the end, he was kind of done with it. But also, he's one of those guys that, like, he just came off cool. And, like, when he played a bad guy, you're like, he could do that.
Did they even give him a script? Yeah, he played that role very, very well.
Yeah, and some of it, I even read in The Hateful Eight, like one of those scenes, and it's like he's wearing a cowboy hat, and Tarantino's like, I don't want you wearing it. And he's like, well, it's hot out. I like it. I think the character should wear it.
Okay.
I know. I just read that one. I was like, okay. I did not see that one going that way. But yeah, that's always sad news. And like I said, he's been in a bunch of other stuff too. Mike, you might remember, I believe he's the stepdad in Free Willy. The original one. Yeah.
Did he play the role?
The evil stepdad.
I think he's actually a nice character.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. He's known for all these big bad characters, but like he also was a real actor, can play like a normal
right,
dude.
Right. He understands Elijah Wood's plight with the dolphin. Oh, wait, no. Shoot, I'm thinking Flipper, my bad. Damn it.
Come on, man. Willie was an orca, bro.
Yes, he was.
It's a bitch-ass dolphin.
All right, I know I had talked about it. Miles watched it, I think, a week or two ago. I finally watched Trainwreck on Netflix, The Poop Cruise.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Has that, Mike Thrill, have you watched it yet?
I have not seen it yet. I know I will.
I mean, it's literally 56 minutes. I watched it last night. It's easy to watch. But Miles is correct, man. It's just wild. And the thing is, when you watch it, like, you're already kind of annoyed, basically the way it was handled by those companies.
Yeah.
But when you see these personal stories, like the three women on the bachelorette party, and to their credit, they don't mince words. They're like, it's supposed to be a 4-day cruise. Everything's on the boat. We just wanted to get drunk. But that cruise line, they just make the one that really gets you is there's a dad, I guess, that just recently divorced. So he's got his daughter. And he's like, that was the whole point.
Oh, he's fired up.
Yeah, he's, to his credit, him and his daughter still cruise.
Okay, all right.
But, like, those three girls from Texas, they're like, we're never cruising again. Right, but, like, they don't even think about it. They're having a blast, and they had just left, like, Cozumel or whatever. So, like, one guy's like, man, I was so full. So then, and these women, they've been drinking and everything, right? So, A, everybody's got to use the bathroom. And then, B, like, you go to sleep, and you just wake up. And it's like, there's a fire on the ship. Once they realize the fire is out, they're like, oh, we'll be okay. No. Then the power's out. Then they were supposed to tow them to back down to Mexico and fly them out, but something happened. They drifted out to sea.
They drifted almost all the way to Alabama.
Right.
So they were going to try to tow them back to Cozumel.
Right.
But within that time, that damn thing went in almost the entire way north of the Gulf of Mexico with no power.
Correct. So now they, it's like, well, it's going to be two more days. You're in Mobile. Like I said, you had to poop in bags. Now everything's full, but the boat's listing. Oh. So now it's, yeah, it's just unreal. And they do a great, like I said, those hour documentaries on Netflix are great. As they talk to people that were on the boat, they talk to the woman that basically was the cruise director. They even just talk to one of the cooks down there, and he's just like, it was awful.
Yeah, to throw away food. But there was another great scene in that documentary where another cruise ship comes up just to check out what's going on.
Yeah.
So they know they've got a little bit of a problem, but they're just partying like, another cruise ship. I don't know if they knew the full extent of what was going on with the boat they were looking at.
Right, so now, and I get whose idea it was, and it doesn't seem bad, but then you have no power. They just so screw it. The bars are closed for 2 days. Open it up and give out booze because people are really getting upset.
Yeah.
Well, then you can imagine everybody's hoarding all the booze. People get absolutely hammered. One guy's like, there's fist fights. Everybody's just urinating off the side of the
Everyone's sleeping
cruise.
On the decks because you can't really be in your room.
Yeah. That's what I always say. What scares me about modern technology is what happens when the light goes out. And I mean, it really only took 2.5 days of darkness and people turned on each other.
Oh, what's been our agreement?
Right.
A 60-minute blackout. We're putting on eye black, time bandanas over our heads, and we're going full, like, commando. We're just going to lose our minds. We're starting hiding behind plants and attacking people. Just 1 hour.
Yeah, right. Well, like I said, it was like that. There used to be an old SNL skit where they're like one of those happy-go-lucky morning shows. It's the same thing, like, something just happens for 30 minutes, and Will Ferrell's got, like, blood coming out of his mouth. Like, I ate the co-host. And they're just like, why are you already eating people? So, yeah. But that thing, people that love cruising love it. And, like, when they're talking about it, you're like, it's not bad. 4 days. But, yeah, kind of got away from them. All right. Let's see what's going on here. President Trump has floated the idea. I don't know if it's actually going to happen, but let's have a UFC event on the lawn of the White House. This is all for America's 250th birthday next year. As he said, all of our national parks, battlefields, and historic sites are going to have special events to honor America's 250. I even think we're going to throw a UFC fight. I don't know. Why not? I don't know what's going on. To me, the White House was like,
I'm surprised we're not doing wrestling.
Yeah, no kidding, right?
I mean, well, Dana White he's at all the fights, so it's like,
But you run the Department of Education.
Oh, that's
why don't you bring some wrestling?
Yeah, there you go.
There is a close connection there well.
Yeah.
And it could be a ton of things. I mean, I just have one theory, like July 4th or especially something like that. I've always said, it just should be free. Anybody, like, you want to know the history of your country, go visit one of those sites or go to a national park, whatever, July 4th weekend. Like, just let people go and park and camp and let them have fun.
Yeah. Let them pet the bison. Don't even tell them not to this year. I mean, it's July 4th. You want to go touch that bison, you go ahead and do that.
Yes. They're all going to get way too close because they can't help themselves. We all know that's going to happen. The only thing I was going to mention just about traveling around the holidays, like, I just forget, like, this is summer. Like, I really thought MLB Network saved my butt on July 4th watching a couple of... I was a Padres fan for a day because they were playing the Rangers.
Ah,
so
okay.
I said, all right, I'll be a Padres fan. But, man, there is just no sports on.
No.
And I feel like I'm, like, in, like, we're still a couple weeks away from, like, mini camp or training camp starting. Like, Mike and I were talking in a commercial break. I was like, July stays busy, right? We got an event coming up. Like, there's always something to do. I said, once we get past about Seafair, though, that second week in August, I'm going to be like, all right, give me some Hard Knocks.
Yeah.
Like, give me something. I told him, I go, I think I watched Joey Chestnut win that contest. I mean, I was sitting at a bar on Saturday getting all fired up watching a dogs jump in the water, catching bones, right? A little Papillon going through there. I said, well, he's going to be good. He's fast.
He's going to be good. I got my eye on that boy.
Yeah. And then I watched one little dog.
But watching him from his litter, man.
They're setting him up, right? And it's like a Westie or just one of those little dogs, right? So yeah. He's not going to go as far as the lab. And you know the thing. They put the bone out there. Dog runs, this dog, and they're hyping him up. And I'm getting excited now. I'm like, all right, you little SOB. Like, let's get this. That guy gets a full head of steam. And right at the end, he just stopped.
Oh, no.
He just was like, yeah, I don't think it's for me. And then barely made it a foot into that water. But I'm telling you, man, they had a lot of stuff going on. But it is that time of year. I catch up on my documentaries. If you like Bachelor in Paradise, it's back.
All right.
Right.
That's always a fun one.
It is. That's where they take all the people that never won and put them on an island.
Right.
Like,
so they do the Bachelor, they do the Bachelorette, and at the end of the day, it comes down to pairing of one that gets the Bachelor, one that gets the Bachelorette. Bachelor in Paradise, they take a whole bunch of people that the audience liked from the Bachelor and Bachelorette, put them all on an island, like, go F each other and go find a connection.
Yeah, that is. That's a little more relaxed.
How many sexual partners that these people who have been on those shows have had just on the show?
Especially in Bachelor in Paradise, they have a certain area that they call the boom boom room, where there's always a handful that take advantage.
That's even better. They call it that.
The boom boom room. Yeah.
Yeah.
We're also, we're wrapping up on Love Island, which is basically the same premise. And that one's weird because everybody who's on the island stays in the same doggone room. They'll get right after it right there in the darkness, man.
But I thought part of the Love Island was you weren't allowed to, like, be frisky.
Oh, no.
No. There was one during the pandemic where they had a pot of money, but like if people hooked up, you lost some of the pot.
Yeah.
Oh, but some people were like, I can't take it. She's too hot.
Right. Well, in the UK version, apparently, like the first season, they were like, cool, let's just get after it. And they're like rabbits in there, dude.
Jesus.
Again, with everybody within earshot, they're laying closer than you and I are together here, Miles. And they are just getting after it.
I mean, like, so there's 20 people in a room?
Yeah.
And you just pair up, have sex with each other?
Pretty much.
I'd be looking
Turn
around
the
like,
up.
Who's next?
Turn the lights out. Good night, Islanders.
Look what she can do.
Think of it as like a hot bunkhouse.
Yeah, there's a rodeo going on out there. Hot bunkhouse.
Right? God. That's going to be the name of my show. Hot Bunkhouse. Season 3. But yeah, Bachelor of Paradise back to that on ABC.
Thank you, Tommy. Appreciate it. You're listening to The Men's Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. A woman goes to a zoo in Queensland, leaves with one arm. To Romania. It wasn't a motorcycle that caused one rider harm. In Pakistan, we see what happens when you own a pet lion. One owner of an Airbnb spent the day crying. And a man is shocked to find out you can't go on a plane after making a bomb threat. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story, we're going to Pakistan, where bad pet ownership could land you some hefty fines. Authorities were called to the scene on reports of a woman and two children being attacked by an escaped cat. Surveillance footage shows the cat jumping over a concrete wall that was doing a poor job of keeping it contained and immediately pounced on the back of a woman walking by. The owner rushed out of the home and tried to break up the action, and that's when the cat left the woman and instead turned its attention to the two young children that were nearby as well. It's also worth mentioning that the cat in question was actually a lion that the man had left uncaged in the backyard of his farmhouse. Authorities were called and the man was arrested as well as hit with hefty fines. Yeah. Because, shocker, he didn't have the proper licensing to own the lion.
What?
The animal's seized and taken to a wildlife center.
Jesus. Yeah. Jesus. You're not just walking with your kids and
bam,
animal jumps over in the lake. That is a lion.
Right. And look, I get it. To each their own. Why does anybody want a damn lion?
Well, like you said, unsecured in your backyard.
Right.
It can probably jump the fence.
You know, do people just want to make these tough shows of superiority where they got to huge wildcat walking by that they're just able to pet like it's just, you know,
I don't think he pets
mittens it. Over there walking by.
Wouldn't you know you had a lion in your neighborhood? You're a roar. Nothing.
That's fair.
But would you honestly think, right, you go home to Fremont, now you hear what you truly believe is a lion's roar, but you're going to tell yourself there is no effing way that was a lion's
that's
roar.
A solid call.
Right. That's probably fentanyl.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think there's some way they don't get him to roar as loud in captivity.
Oh, really?
I don't know. Maybe the lion just knows. He's just like, I'm in this stupid cage. What am I going to roar about?
I'd eat some damn body.
Because Miles is right. It seems like you would hear it.
But again, I would just be like, it's not a lion. I don't know what it is, but it sounds
You're
like a
right,
lion.
Man. You're right. It would sound like a lion, and you would think, is there a doggone lion out here somewhere?
But there's no way.
But there's no way some idiot actually has a giant jungle cat out here.
Oh, there's Gary. Yep.
You know who the guy is, too. Mm. You know who the guy in your neighborhood is. It's like, he's got a lion.
This is in Pakistan?
Yes.
I bet you the guy looks like the Pakistani version of the Tiger King. Right?
It's gotta
like, be. Whatever the Joe Dirt is in Pakistan, I get a feeling this guy looks Joe exactly Dottie. Like that, right?
I am.
Oh, no.
Check this out.
We got more fun with animals as an Italian man decided to get chummy with the local wildlife. He was on vacation in Romania, enjoying the scenery by riding his motorcycle around the area when he happened upon one of the local wildlife, a bear that wandered into his path. The animal's fairly docile, standing close enough to the man that he was able to snap a few selfies with it before he went on his way. And those were the same selfies that authorities found on his phone after the man attempted to feed the bear a little later on, and the bear thought that just wasn't good enough. The man was mauled by the bear and dragged into a nearby ravine where he did succumb to his injuries as the rest of his crew called authorities. They took this as an opportunity to reinforce the caution. Don't feed the bears.
Bears on attack this weekend. Bears had a big week.
They had a huge week.
But why do people have to do the selfie? Like, take the picture, and based on the picture, I can guess how close you were. Like, Miles, you had the picture of the lion when you're on safari.
Yeah.
And it was very close.
Yeah.
Miles did not need to put his face in there. It's like, understood that that lion is right freaking there.
Right.
Right? Just take your picture, be done.
I don't get it.
You don't need a picture.
I do have a strange amount of pictures of lions on my phone.
That's okay. Yeah.
For an average person.
You were at a lion.
You went safari.
I know.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I didn't walk up to the damn thing.
You went to their homes, dude. Right, and that's my thing. If I'm on a trail, I don't care if I'm on a bike, on my feet, I don't care if I'm in a car. If I'm on a trail and a doggone bear walks near me, I'm seizing up. I'm watching this thing do everything that it is doing. I am not taking my eyes off this bear, and I'm keeping as far away as I possibly can.
My last thought is get the phone.
Grab a selfie.
Snap it. Don't need one.
No!
The memory will do just fine.
Right, I'm going to tell everybody, like, dude, walking down the trail, a freaking bear just walked out of nowhere. Like, doggone it. I ain't taking a damn
selfie. Got a selfie?
Jeez, right. Pixar didn't happen. F off. Don't care. To the Manchester area of the UK, where a local Airbnb is rethinking their listing. They had rented their beautiful 10-bedroom, 630,000-pound home up for a group of 15 that wanted the property as their venue for a gender reveal party. As neighbors tell the story, the party continued throughout the night, with shuttle van after shuttle van after shuttle van dropping off numerous people that ended up totaling roughly 200 people inside of this one home spilling out into the street.
I mean, 200 people is a lot of people.
It's like,
but if you say you're going to do a gender reveal in my property, I've seen the videos.
Right.
I don't know what you're going to do. You could blow my house up.
That was a cover.
So no matter what.
It was 100% a cover. Okay, I would bet money on it.
I'd be like, no.
Right.
It's the worst thing to say.
Hey, bro, we're throwing a gender reveal downtown.
No, it's a bachelor party. Me and my bro's from Jersey. You guys take it.
Let's go.
Golly.
That's when the chaos began. The party escalated beyond the control of the renters, and it got loud and rowdy enough that riot police were called to break up the action.
Jesus.
The crowd dispersed, but the damage was done. The renters had disconnected the Wi-Fi, thereby disconnecting the surveillance cameras as well, and did thousands in damage. As for repercussions, it was booked through a third party, and the homeowners walked away with nothing more than the agreed-upon rental cost and the damage deposit that was kept, leaving them backwards after this party.
Everything is third party.
Yeah. The next booking lined up had to be canceled, and a crew of three took 12 hours to clean and restore the property as best they could. The pool table was ripped. The cue sticks were busted. Gum that was stomped into one of the carpets of the stairs.
Why?
Right, I don't get how when people get drunk, their first reaction is, let's wreck the
place.
Let's
trash this place.
You stole a credit card, you opened an account, you did that.
Right.
Yeah, something.
Come on, man.
Something like that.
But just in case those stories left a bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We go to Spain, where a man's best friend earns their title. Officers were out on their routine patrol when they happened upon something in the middle of the road. A little Yorkie dog that was in distress. They stopped and approached the animal, but noticed that he wasn't looking for any help for himself, but instead attempted to get officers to follow him. They tailed behind the dog for a short distance before they heard someone else in distress. The dog's 78-year-old owner that had taken a tumble down the embankment and couldn't get back up. Aid was called and the man was hoisted from his perilous position and he was taken to the hospital to be treated for his injuries. The dog, Lucas, was then highlighted by the local authorities as a true hero.
Lucas.
Lucas the Yorkie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Lucas.
I like a human name.
Yeah.
On a dog. Get in here, Lucas.
Come on, Lucas. far as your men's room sports, the Mariners had quite the showing over the weekend, besting the Pittsburgh Pirates 3-0 for a series sweep over the weekend.
Pirates are good.
Unfortunately, the Astros had a sweep of the Dodgers themselves over the weekend, not allowing any room for the Mariners to move up in the standings, still residing in second place in the division, 7 games out of first.
Damn.
Yeah. But we'd still hold a stronghold in the wild card, and they got the day out before heading to New York to take on the Yankees, and we'll hopefully knock them down a few spots in that same wild card race. As far as what you got tonight, you got a baseball game over on MLB, and you've got some summer league basketball over on ESPN and NBA later on tonight. As far as your weather, clear skies drop things down to the high of 50s tonight and make way for another beautiful, sunny 83-degree day, and that is it for your headlines. With that, Mike Hawk is out.
Thanks, sir. We appreciate it. We'll see you tomorrow with the Taryn Daly and Steve Meek's Morning Show. We're going to talk about hot songs. Lovely Jolene's coming up next.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. But in the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The men's room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man.
A Double Flush production.
It's always been diet and exercise. Why not diet, exercise, brush, and floss? Or how about diet, exercise, brush, floss, and see your dentist for regular exams? It may not roll off the tongue, but there are far worse things that could be rolling off your tongue, right down to your heart. Like the very same bacteria that's linked to heart disease, diabetes, Alzheimer's, and more. And by the way, to find a dentist nearby, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and learn more about how oral health links to overall wellness so you can live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball, the game's official home for games, is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.